So as we continue in our service this morning, it's a day once again as we gather together as a people of God. We're to stop all our work, have a rest, our Sabbath rest, and come to Him, giving our praise, our thanksgiving, our presence in front of the King. And it conveys our acknowledgement that He is God, that He is King, He is the source of everything, that deserve praise, thanksgiving, and worship to His people. So today, once again, as we continue, in ordinary time is the longest season in the church calendar. Longest. And it ends up on December, on Advent. And ordinary time is the time where is the application of everything that we have heard, every spiritual knowledge that we have heard. This is now a day-by-day application of practical things in our life. So the Word of God is our guide every day, applied practically in every corner of our lives. Pang pamilya, pang trabaho, pang negosyo. So it means to say that the Word of God is the very foundation of our lives. And that is being Christian. Christians called adherents to the teaching of Christ. So it is a teaching, practical teaching of practical living, how Christians, how to live our life every day. So the Word of God is not complicated. It is Word, we apply it every day in every area of our life. So today, the Lord is talking about covetousness, something that we have also to think and challenge about, covetousness, or an attitude of greed, where it is a strong desire to have more or to possess things. And not only things, a desire to possess money, people, power, fame, which is always directed to ourselves. And here the Lord is talking to us the true riches of the kingdom. The true riches of the kingdom. So here in our gospel reading, and he talks about here that he's talking about what the Lord is talking about, these two brothers. And here, they said, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide inheritance with me." Simple. It happens also today. Every family divide their inheritance, and that's natural. But something that is natural, but what something is not natural, is this. He said, but he said to him, "Man who made me judge to an arbitrator over you, or judge or arbitrator over you." So it means to say, there's a problem. Why this brother go to Jesus? If this true brother could just only, settle the matter between the two, then there's no problem. Why go to Jesus? Because there's a problem. And God knows the problem. God knows the problem. That's what he said here. And he continued, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Now, he sees the problem. Covetousness. Covetousness. Covetousness is a desire to possess things or more for ourselves. And it is always driven by a greedy attitude and selfish attitude. So there's nothing wrong accumulating things for ourselves. But the Lord, He wants to balance everything. That we have the desire to have all these things. But He said, beware. Beware. Mag-ingat. Mag-andam. Take heed. And beware. So the Lord is giving us the warning because if this attitude of covetousness and greediness creep in our heart, this would produce bad things in our lives. It would destroy our relationship with others in the family. Work hard and do things in a legal way to accumulate things that we need. But without godly values, this would lead us to do bad things just to get something for us. Have you seen the TV? Kami kayo nagnakaw kami sa kahirapan ng buhay eh. Huh? Narinig niyo yun? Kaya nagbibenta kami ng shabu din. Kahirapan ng buhay. Subukan sabihin niya kay former President Duterte. Nabibenta ko ng shabu eh kasi mahirap lang kami. Papaya kaya siya? O alam niyang nangyayari? No? Baka mawala ka na. Sometimes it's justified to do illegal because you are poor. Mabuti kayo, may pera kayo eh. Kaya kami wala eh. Sometimes we could not go to church. Kailangan magtrabaho, magtrabaho talaga. Kasi MP kami, anong MP? Mahigpit ang pangangailangan. See, there's always time to rest. Time to rest. Go to church and acknowledge God, you're the source. We need these things. See? We have to do these things so that to God, word to God. Because God is always there willing to help us. Yes, you have to hard labor, doing the right things in business. But nevertheless, may these things will not hold our heart, nor sit in our heart or lead us to do bad things, but lead us to God. And so, we say, what is harboring or making treasure of God in the kingdom of God? Ano yun? Doing riches for God. Accumulating riches for God is simple. It means to say first, we have to acknowledge that God is the source of everything. And with that kind of thinking, we learn to be thankful to God. What we have, ano man, konti o marami, we learn to be thankful to God. As you are here, Lord, thank you for everything, Lord. And that thank you is not only expressed in words, but thank you is also expressed in giving to others, in sharing to others. And that would say you are not controlled by what you have. That's a sign that you are not controlled by those money, possession, because you learn to give, to share what the Lord has given to you and me. And that is an assurance of true happiness. Using what God has given unto us. Every blessing, not only for us, not only for our family, but to learn to share it to others and for God. And that is one way to accumulate things, treasures for the kingdom. Doing things for the kingdom of God, doing your business, your work, whatever you do, according to God's way, that is one another way of storing riches for God. Because when we pass in this world, we can bring nothing except what He have done. And that is something that is admirable to God. And may it be. Not when you are gone. When you are gone. Not only that we are gone, but people always remember us. Remember us that this person have used his blessing to help others. And that should be somewhere the epitaph in our tomb rindu lapida sa aton nga pansyon, mahambay, nga rayang tawo, maaluan, ang nagabulig. Bukot mahikaw, bukon it mahisa, abukot makasarili. And that's what give glory to God. Please stand.